美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目带孩子单元的高级课程。
Hannah has a young daughter named Amber, who is in second grade. Today, Hannah is going in to talk to Amber's teacher to find out how her daughter has been doing at school.
Amber 是个让人头疼的孩子，我估计啊，她老师肯定有一大堆苦水要倒。
Thanks so much for coming in to talk to me about Amber. There are some things about Amber's behavior that I want to discuss with you.
Of course. Isn't my Amber just a little angel?
Well, your daughter is certainly very special. However, there are a few issues that I'd like to talk to you about.
What is it? Do you want to put her on the honor roll?
Hannah 还以为 Amber 在学校是乖乖的小天使呢。 不过, Professor Bowman, 什么叫 honor roll?
The honor roll is a list of the best students in class. If your child is on the honor roll, you can also say that he or she is an honor roll student.
Oh, honor roll 就是优等生名单.
The honor roll? No. Even though Amber is very bright, she has some serious behavioral problems we need to deal with.
Behavioral problems? What are you talking about? My little Amber would never misbehave.
Actually, Amber throws a temper tantrum whenever I tell her to do her work.
A temper tantrum? What does she do?
She throws all her books on the floor and screams. It's really disruptive for all the other students in the class.
瞧，真相大白了吧？老师说啊， Amber 虽然很聪明，但是不听话。老师让她做功课，她就 throw a temper tantrum。 这是什么意思啊?
The word tantrum means an outburst of bad temper. If a child throws a temper tantrum, he or she is expressing anger through kicking, screaming, or other immature ways.
Oh, 我知道了,就是耍赖,发小孩子脾气。
Exactly. Throwing a temper tantrum is the same thing as throwing a fit. For example, I could say, my son always throws a fit when I try to put him to bed.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'll give you a piece of advice. If Amber throws a fit, just give her whatever she wants. It always works for me.
Well, you see, that's the problem. If you don't set rules for her to follow, she will never learn discipline. That would be a shame because she really has a gift for learning.
You think I need to discipline her more? How should I do that?
One thing you can do is to give her a time out. If she misbehaves or is acting up, make her sit in one spot and don't let her leave until she behaves.
Professor Bowman, 老师说, Amber has a gift for learning. 是什么意思呢?
Winnie, if you say that someone has a gift, that means he or she has an extraordinary talent.
所以老师的意思是 Amber 有学习天分,但需要严格管教。他告诉 Hannah, 如果 Amber 在 act up, 捣蛋耍脾气的话, 就 give her a time out, 罚她反省。
I think this is really a textbook case of lack of discipline. If you set boundaries for her behavior, she will quickly learn what is acceptable and what isn't.
All right, I will set boundaries. From now on, when she throws food at her babysitter when I go out, she will have to have a time out.
That's exactly right. I think your babysitter will appreciate it too.
That reminds me. I have to find a new babysitter for my sweet little Amber. Can you believe all the other ones have quit?
Yeah, I'm completely shocked.
Professor, 老师说 Amber 是 textbook case of lack of discipline. 这是什么意思啊?
Here, the word textbook is an adjective, meaning typical or a perfect example. For example, John sleeps until noon every day. He is the textbook example of a lazy teenager.
哦，就是典型的例子。希望Hannah能够接受老师的建议， set boundaries， 给 Amber 啊立点规矩。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy. Welcome to New Dynamic English.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨。欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is, She's wearing a green jacket.
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程。通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天这一课的题目是，他穿了一件绿色的短上衣。重点学习描述服装、颜色和体态等方面的用语，学习动词 look 的用法。
Hi, Max.
Hi, Kathy. Who's our guest today?
Today, our guest is Jenny Chen.
The model?
Yes. She's married to Richard Chen, the teacher.
What's the topic for today?
We'll talk about clothing and colors.
Okay.
Interview.
访谈时间。今天我们采访时装模特 Jenny Chen。我们先来学习几个有关服装的词句。
A fashion model.
时装模特。
A fashion model. Jenny is wearing a green jacket with a white blouse.
Jenny 穿了一件绿色的短上衣和一件白色的衬衫。
She's wearing a black skirt.
她穿了一条黑色的裙子。
It looks really good on you.
你穿这件衣服真好看。下面请听访谈。
Our guest today is Jenny Chen. Jenny is a fashion model. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Kathy.
Jenny, that's a very beautiful jacket.
Thank you.
Let me describe your clothes for our listeners. Jenny is wearing a green jacket with a white blouse. She's wearing a black skirt. You look very nice.
Thank you, Kathy.This is one of my favorite jackets. I like the color green.
Well, it looks really good on you. Let's take a short break, and then we'll talk more with our guest, Jenny Chen. This is New Dynamic English.
在这段对话中 ,Kathy 为听众描述了 Jenny 的穿着打扮。
Jenny is wearing a green jacket with a white blouse. She's wearing a black skirt.
我们再仔细听一遍，注意 Kathy 用的时态。
Jenny is a fashion model. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Kathy.
Jenny, that's a very beautiful jacket.
Thank you.
Let me describe your clothes for our listeners. Jenny is wearing a green jacket with a white blouse. She's wearing a black skirt. You look very nice.
Thank you, Kathy. This is one of my favorite jackets. I like the color green.
Well, it looks really good on you. Let's take a short break, and then we'll talk more with our guest, Jenny Chen. This is New Dynamic English.
Listen and repeat.
接下来请大家跟着老师说。
What color is Jenny's jacket?Her jacket is green. What color is her blouse? Her blouse is white. What color is her skirt?Her skirt is black.
interview.
下面我们继续采访 Jenny 陈。Jenny 最喜欢蓝色。Kathy 最喜欢红颜色。我们先学习几个词句。
Red.
红色。
Red.
R-E-D.
A heart.
心，爱心。
A heart.
H-E-A-R-T.
That black skirt looks really good with your green jacket.
这条黑裙子很配你的绿上衣。
The colors black and green look good together.
黑色和绿色放在一起很配。
It's the color of love and roses.
红色是爱情和玫瑰花的颜色。下面请听访谈。
We're talking with Jenny Chen. Jenny is a fashion model. She is wearing a green jacket with a white blouse and a black skirt. Jenny, that black skirt looks really good with your green jacket.
Thank you. I think the colors black and green look good together.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color? Blue. Blue is my favorite color. It's the color of the sky and water. What about you, Kathy? What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is red. Red is the color of the heart.
It's the color of love and roses.
Yes, I guess it is. Our guest is Jenny Chen. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
询问别人最喜欢的颜色是什么，要说
What's your favorite color?
我们再听听。Kathy 和 Jenny 谈论他们各自最喜欢的颜色。
Jenny, that black skirt looks really good with your green jacket.
Thank you. I think the colors black and green look good together.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color? Blue. Blue is my favorite color. It's the color of the sky and water. What about you, Kathy? What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is red.Red is the color of the heart.
It's the color of love and roses.
Yes, I guess it is. Our guest is Jenny Chen. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
听
说练习。接下来请大家跟着老师说。
Jenny looks nice. She is wearing a green jacket with a white blouse. The jacket looks good on her. She is wearing a black skirt.The black skirt looks good with her green jacket. Interview.
这一节请继续听我们同 Jenny 陈进行访谈。Jenny 在春天和夏天穿颜色鲜艳的衣服，秋天和冬天穿颜色比较深的衣服。我们先学习几个词句。
Orange.
橙色。
Orange. Yellow.
黄色。
Yellow. A scarf.
围巾，头巾。
A scarf. In the spring and summer, I wear bright colors.
春天和夏天，我穿颜色鲜艳的衣服。
In the fall and winter,I wear dark colors, dark green and dark brown or black.
秋天和冬天，我穿深颜色的衣服，比如深绿色和深褐色或者黑色的衣服。
We're talking with Jenny Chen. Jenny is a fashion model. You wear different colors at different times of year, don't you?
Yes, I do. In the spring and summer, I wear bright colors like yellow and red and orange.
What colors do you wear in the fall?
In the fall and winter, I wear dark colors, dark green and dark brown or black. But I often also add something bright and colorful, like a red or yellow scarf.
I'm sure that looks very nice.
Well, clothing is important to me. I like to look nice.
Thank you, Jenny. We hope to see you again soon.
Thanks, Kathy.
Let's take a short break. This is New Dynamic English.
Jenny 是时装模特，所以她很注重穿衣打扮。她说
Well, clothing is important to me. I like to look nice.
服装对我来说是很重要的，我喜欢打扮得漂亮一些。我们再听一遍对话。
Jenny is a fashion model. You wear different colors at different times of year, don't you?
Yes, I do. In the spring and summer, I wear bright colors like yellow and red and orange.
What colors do you wear in the fall?
In the fall and winter, I wear dark colors, dark green and dark brown or black. But I often also add something bright and colorful, like a red or yellow scarf.
I'm sure that looks very nice.
Well, clothing is important to me. I like to look nice.
Thank you, Jenny. We hope to see you again soon.
Thanks, Kathy.
Let's take a short break. This is New Dynamic English.
Listen and answer. Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
问答练习。接下来我们问几个问题，请大家在铃响以后回答。
Is Jenny's jacket blue? No, it isn't. It's green. What color skirt is she wearing? She's wearing a black skirt. Her blouse is white, isn't it?Yes, it is. It's white. Does Jenny wear dark colors in the spring and summer? No, she doesn't. In the spring and summer, she wears bright colors.
Daily Dialogue. Getting Dressed. Part 2.
每日对话。今天的题目是着装第二部分。对话中的这位男士是个色盲。我们先来学习几个词句。
Colorblind.
色盲。
Colorblind. You should tell me how I look.
你应当告诉我我这身打扮怎么样。
Right now, you look like a pumpkin.
你现在像个南瓜。
Listen to the conversation.
请听他们的对话。
Is there any other shirt you could wear?
What do you mean?
Honey, your shirt is orange and your pants are green. It's awful.
Oh, no. I thought this was my blue shirt.
I'm afraid it's not.
Well, you know that I'm colorblind. You should tell me how I look.
Well, right now you look like a pumpkin.
Thanks.
We'll listen to this conversation.
Is there any other shirt you could wear?
What do you mean?
Honey, your shirt is orange and your pants are green. It's awful.
Oh, no. I thought this was my blue shirt.
I'm afraid it's not.
Well, you know that I'm colorblind.You should tell me how I look.
Well, right now you look like a pumpkin.
Thanks.
下
面我们把对话再听一遍，请大家听一句，跟着说一句。
Well, you know that I'm colorblind. You should tell me how I look.
Well, right now you look like a pumpkin.
Thanks.
Man on the street.
街头采访。我们的街头采访记者 Kent Moss 和一位画家讨论他的绘画。我们先学习几个单词。
Pink.
粉红色。
Pink. A flower.
花。
A flower. A grape.
葡萄。
A grape.
下面请听访谈。
This is the new dynamic English man on the street, Kent Moss. I'm standing in front of a painting at the National Gallery of Art. With me is the artist, Blake Hines. Blake, what do you call this painting?
I call it winter.
Ah, I see. The black lines look like trees in winter, trees with no leaves.
Yes, that's right.
And this painting over here, with a lot of red, pink, and green. These shapes look like flowers. Is this spring?
Right again. It's called spring.
And of course, this one, with lots of brown, orange, and yellow. It's fall, isn't it?
Yes, fall.
And this one? Let's see. There's a large red, shape. And over here, these look like bright green grapes.
Well, actually...
No, don't tell me. It's summer, isn't it?
Well, actually, no. I call this one Mother.
Ah, well, it's a very nice picture.
A question for you.
各位听众，现在我们要问大家一个问题。请大家在铃响以后回答。
What's your favorite color? That's a nice color.
Max 问你最喜欢的颜色是什么？那么你是怎么回答的呢？今天我们重点学习了描述服装、颜色和体态等方面的用语，学习了动词 look 的用法，例如称赞某人今天穿某件衣服很漂亮。
Well, it looks really good on you.
表示一种颜色和另一种颜色搭配得很好。
I think the colors black and green look good together.
下面我们来复习今天的访谈。我们的采访嘉宾是时装模特 Jenny 陈。首先Cathy 要描述 Jenny 所穿的衣服。
Our guest today is Jenny Chen. Jenny is a fashion model. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Cathy.
Jenny, that's a very beautiful jacket.
Thank you.
Let me describe your clothes for our listeners. Jenny is wearing a green jacket with a white blouse. She's wearing a black skirt. You look very nice.
Thank you, Cathy. This is one of my favorite jackets.I like the color green.
Well, it looks really good on you. Let's take a short break, and then we'll talk more with our guest, Jenny Chen. This is New Dynamic English.
Jenny 和 Cathy 谈论他们喜欢的颜色。
We're talking with Jenny Chen. Jenny is a fashion model.She is wearing a green jacket with a white blouse and a black skirt. Jenny, that black skirt looks really good with your green jacket.
Thank you. I think the colors black and green look good together.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color? Blue. Blue is my favorite color. It's the color of the sky and water. What about you, Kathy? What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is red. Red is the color of the heart.
It's the color of love and roses.
Yes, I guess it is. Our guest is Jenny Chen. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
下面请继续听我们同 Jenny Chen 进行的访谈。Jenny 谈她各个季节穿什么颜色的衣服。
We're talking with Jenny Chen. Jenny is a fashion model. You wear different colors at different times of year, don't you?
Yes, I do. In the spring and summer, I wear bright colors like yellow and red and orange.
What colors do you wear in the fall?
In the fall and winter, I wear dark colors, dark green and dark brown or black. But I often also add something bright and colorful, like a red or yellow scarf.
I'm sure that looks very nice.
Well, clothing is important to me. I like to look nice.
Thank you, Jenny. We hope to see you again soon.
Thanks, Kathy.
Let's take a short break. This is New Dynamic English.
各位听众，在结束今天这课之前，我们还要播送 Kathy 和 Max， 还有他们的同事们在播音室里的一段对话，让大家从中了解美国的日常生活和日常用语。今天的话题是炎热的夏天。我们先熟悉几个词句。
Summer is finally here.
夏天终于来临。
It feels like it's going to rain.
让人觉得好像要下雨。
Okay, and we're off the air.
Wow, can you believe how hot it is today?
I know, it's really hot.
Yes, it's hot today. Summer is finally here.
And it's so humid. It feels like it's going to rain, but I don't think it will.
We had the air conditioning on all night.
We did too. Is it always this hot and humid in D.C., Larry?
Unfortunately, yes. And years ago, nobody had air conditioning.
What did you do?
We had fans, lots of fans, and we slept with the windows open.
The weather report says it'll get better by the end of the week.
I sure hope so.
Hi, Max, Kathy. Boy, it's hot outside.
We know. I think I'll stay inside today.
几位节目主持人在谈论华盛顿的夏天。Larry 在华盛顿居住多年。他说，华盛顿的夏天永远是又湿又热。我们再听听他们的对话。注意美国人怎样谈论天气。
Okay, and we're off the air.
Wow, can you believe how hot it is today?
I know, it's really hot.
Yes, it's hot today. Summer is finally here.
And it's so humid. It feels like it's going to rain, but I don't think it will.
We had the air conditioning on all night.
We did too. Is it always this hot and humid in D.C., Larry?
Unfortunately, yes. And years ago, nobody had air conditioning.
What did you do?
We had fans, lots of fans, and we slept with the windows open.
The weather report says it'll get better by the end of the week.
I sure hope so.
Hi, Max, Kathy. Boy, it's hot outside.
We know. I think I'll stay inside today.
各位听众，今天这一课新动态英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
Well, our time is up. So until next time...This is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a new Dynamic English Study Kit is available from your local bookstore.
For 帮助学习，新动态英语备有课本和录音带，整套学习辅导材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。
观众朋友们好，欢迎收看《美国之音》的时事大家谈，我是许波。每到夏季洪峰来临，三峡大坝的这个水灾隐患呢，都是中国人的一个热门话题。今年南方抗洪形势严峻，目前三峡库区水位接近147米，超出防洪限制水位近2米。大坝变形，宜昌以下逃难，上海变海上等传闻不胫而走。多家官媒近日引述水利专家的话出面辟谣，但中国总理李克强一个星期前再度签署三峡保卫令，凸显了三峡水库的隐患。那么三峡溃堤传闻年年浮现，今年的威胁与往年有什么不同？三峡水坝是不是一个得不偿失的面子工程？中共为何自铸一把达摩克里斯之剑呢？今天参加我们讨论的一位是中国著名水利专家黄万里先生的女儿，黄万里基金主持人黄潇露。黄女士您好。
主播人好，观众同志好。
另一位呢是这个德国这个中国啊环境问题啊国土规划专家王维洛博士。王博士您好。
主播您好，观众朋友大家
好。好的，我们现在就开始讨论这个三峡大坝呢。我们看到是一这个是个水利工程还是水患工程，这是中国多年来争论不休的一个问题，今年更是如此。因为今年南方水满为患，有水利官员就预计说中国今年的这个抗洪形势是非常严峻的，也有人呢这个形容今年南方大水恐怕是中国的一只黑天鹅。那么现在看起来三峡大坝这个压力就骤然上升。我来首先请教马里兰州的这个黄潇露女士啊，有人说今年三峡大坝的防洪能力似乎没有显现出来，您怎么看这个问题？这个三峡大坝这个压力今年有多大呢？
我认为今年三峡大坝的压力，如果说南方的水灾是黑天鹅，那么三峡大坝的防水压力就是黑犀牛。压力非常之大，用四个字概括，有可能将是灭顶之灾。
那您再给我们详细说一下，黄女士，为什么您这样说？
因为在三峡大坝要建立以前，前期的讨论还没有，人大还没有开会，前期的讨论从1985年到1986年就开始了。我的父亲黄万里在1986年1月份，发表了一个文章，就是论述三峡大坝在长江三峡建大坝的可行性。他认为如果建成三峡大坝蓄水后，长江重庆段水位将变得十分平缓，从上游金沙江和四川巴蜀盆地各江中运输进长江的沥卵石和船料，就是这个河流的河床的料是沥卵石，将形成水下石坝，同时水中的悬沙也会更多的积成下来。如果不，结果呢，不仅是将堵塞重庆港，断绝航道，而且会在洪水到来时抬高水位，拥挤上游河川江津一带，淹没低洼地区，危及数十万人口的安全，其后果可能十倍于1983年7月底陕西安康汉水泛滥造成的惨绝人寰的灾情。
好的，黄女士，那么您的有人看到呢，您的父亲的这个预言呢，现在不幸而被严重。因为什么呢？因为今年有报道说，就是我刚刚看到的报道说，四川 重庆一带的这个水位在猛烈的上涨，并且呢，这个很多河流都在有面临决堤的威胁。那么，我来请教王博士，据中国官媒报道呢，三峡水库的这个库区水位现在已经达到了147米，超出防洪限制水位近2米。三峡大坝这个压力现在看起来的确是不容低估。但是记得2009年或者2010年的时候，三峡库区的最高水位曾经达到过173米，远远的高于今年。那么那个时候三峡水坝好像也没有什么问题啊。有人说呢是水坝完好无损，因此也有官媒说大家不要杞人忧天。我来请教这个德国的王维洛博士，您是水利问题、国土规划方面的专家，您怎么看今年这个三峡大坝面临的这个防洪压力跟往年相比有什么不同？
今年的这个消息应该是中央电视台的财经频道播送出来的，那么它给全国人民是播送了一个错误的信息，一个完全错误的信息。你可以查看一下那个中央电视台它播报的这个三峡水库的水位，它从来没有报过超过限制洪水位多少米多少米。我们现在简单的回顾一下三峡的几个技术数据：坝底185米，正常蓄水位175米。防洪限制水位145米，那么在145米到175米之间的这个空间，就水库的空间，它定义为防洪库容，一共有221.5亿立方米。中央电视台在6月8号这一天，它报了，就是说三峡水库的水位到了144.95米，就是144.5米，那么提前2天到达了防洪限制水位。三峡工程要发挥防洪作用的话，它必须从145米开始往上去，一直去到175米。但它从来没有去到这么高过，一般的往年。它一般都是到156米，它在145米和156米之间，这么不停的在什么震荡啊？它一看它的这个水情的大小，看它未来水情的大小和它发电的需要，它在不断的调节这个水位。那么147米对于三峡那个水库来说，那就是一个不存在什么问题。你想它要提高30米，而这一次现在只提高了2米。我不知道中央电视台它为什么要播报这条消息，而使得很多人都错误的引用了，使得大家产生一种恐慌，我不知道他播送这种信息的目的是什么。我可以告诉你，如果这条信息是在三峡大坝没有建之前他在那里说的话，李鹏非得把他给整了，把他给杀了。因为他是在生存条件范围之内。
好的，那么我们再来谈一谈呢，这个三峡大坝变形的这个问题。据报道说呢，这个大坝变形去年就有耳闻。今年的传闻呢又加剧了，并且呢传出湖北以下大家赶紧逃命啊，洪水呢将冲到上海等一系列的传闻。我来请教黄女士，您怎么看三峡大坝变形以及它所引起的这样一个后果？
这个问题我们在去年2019年的7月份在 VOA电视上头已经讲过，变形确实是发生了变形，这是没有问题的。但是我认为呢，三峡大坝变形没变形都存在着非常非常大的溃坝的危机。 它的原因就是三峡大坝建本来就不应该修建，因为你一修建了三峡大坝以后，就会使蓄水以后就会使金沙江和四川境内长江上游河槽中的鹅卵石、地卵石、玄沙在长江这个重庆段呢积成下来，会发生的灾难呢，就像我刚才说的，这个1983年7月，安江，这个汉水安康段洪水量并没有，当时并没有达到最高水平。这时候呢，水库的蓄水量呢，上游水库的蓄水量呢，有点过量，所以他就先把上游的安康上游的水库放了一些水，结果进一步提高了安康水段的水位，结果呢，在最很极短的时间内，安康的水位呢就涨了19.4米。那而这个到了7月31号18点开始呢，洪水就破城而入，2个小时就把全城淹没。许多人呢住在1层，爬到了2层、3层、4层，最后到了4层，仍然被4层顶还是被淹死，这个呢，的情况呢，就如同为什么黄万里在他的论文和给中央领导写的信很多里头，反复的谈83年7月27到31号，陕南安开的洪灾呢？就是因为他认为这个修安康水灾的原因，就是因为它的下游安康呢是在丹江口，汉水丹江口水库的下游200公里，丹江口水库，因为丹江口大坝已经修了好多年，所以在安康那个河槽里的卵石啊已经堆高了，而且它的下游石子一带呢为一个峡谷直壁，宽只有180米，河床既高峡谷又窄，洪水位抬高10余米是自然的。但是呢，事先他就是没有料到鹅卵石的沉积会发生在坝的上游的200公里，就造成了这么大的灾难。所以呢，这个安康837大水灾呢，就像是对我们来说就是长江三峡大坝的前车之鉴。长江宜昌呢，相应于汉水丹江口呢，就是相应于汉水的丹江口水库，重庆呢就相应于安康。丹江水口水库所造成的汉水水库末端安康，末端安康的那个水位被提高，宜昌三峡大坝就相当于宜昌三峡大坝所造成的长江水库末端的重庆。
好的，那黄女士，一会儿呢我们再详细谈这个问题。我们现在还是回到这个三峡大坝变形的这个问题。中国多家官媒呢现在出面辟谣，说大坝不存在变形的一个问题。大坝出现 3厘米左右的这个水平位移，这是自然啊，这是弹性变形，属于正常现象，是自然现象。那么啊，我就来请教，这是中国官方的官媒的辟谣，官媒的说法，请教王博士啊，这个您曾经啊参加过三峡地区的这个国土规划工作，那么您如何评估现在这个三峡大坝的这个变形问题？这是正常现象呢，还是属于一个重大的隐患呢？
我把这句话全部先引用一下，和大家一起分析一下我们怎么样来提高我们的判断能力。这句话是王小毛总工程师说的，他说在大坝变形方面，相邻坝段沉降差异均在2毫米以内，坝体内无不均匀沉降，坝基水平位移变化很小，在监测范围之内，坝基是稳定的，坝底向下游最大水平位移30毫米，符合什么标准啊？省略的。那么他一共讲了两个问题，大家可以看到，一个是坝基的水平位移，一个是坝顶的水平位移。他说坝基水平位移变化很小，这是一个定性的描述。坝顶水平位移30毫米，这是一个定量的描述。这30毫米是很大还是很小？大家都能有一个判断。那么你定性描述的时候，坝基水平位移很小，你为什么不像这个一样的用定量描述来表述呢？你告诉我们到底位移了多少？因为两个表述，要么你都是定性的，要么你都是定量的，对不对？你说很小，什么叫很小？什么叫很大？这样的话，如果我们读这个报告的话，我们在读可行性报告的话，出现了这样的描述的话，我们就知道这里是有猫腻的。否则的话，它很容易说坝基水平位移，打个比方说50厘米，对不对？也是一个定量的描述，它也可以说很小、一般、平均、很大、巨大。你没有一个去尺度可以去量它，没有一个对比的，这种就是一种猫腻所在。所以大家要是看到这种描述的话，你就可以知道这个里面肯定是有问题的。
好的，
不是说没问题就是没问题的，是有问题。
好的，那么耗时15年啊，耗资2000多个亿的这个三峡大坝呢，它本来就应该是一个像都江堰那样的这个功在千秋、利泽万代的这样一个水利工程。因为2000多个亿在1980年代、90年代那可是个天文数字。可是为什么这个三峡大坝从设计、施工、投产啊，乃至这个运行到至今呢，都一直伴随着不间断的这样一个争议。我来请教黄女士啊，您的父亲黄万里先生，他是中国著名的啊水利专家，他是反对兴建这个三峡水利工程的。那黄女士，请您给我们讲一讲您的父亲他为什么不看好这个三峡大坝呢？
他不但是不看好，他就是根本上反对在长江三峡修高坝。他这个反对的原因呢，都集中在1992年11月14号到93年2月14号、93年6月14号给江泽民总书记等人的三封信里。他在这个三封信里头集中谈了三峡大坝永远不可以修的缘由解释。他说内容呢有四个。第一，长江上游三峡影响河床演变的造床址是砾卵石，不是泥沙，修坝后将一颗也排不出去，
十年内就可堵塞重庆港，并向上游继续延伸，汛期淹没江津河川一带。现在的报告假定鹅卵石不动，以泥沙做模型试验，这个是错误的。第二，简单的说呢，就是说中国水源呢，水资源很丰富，时空啊分布的也合适，为全球的第一啊，不是像张光斗说的第六。中国所缺的是在供水足够地区的耕地，水库完成以后要淹地50万亩，将来还要用这个水库还要占更多的耕地，用来这个把能够有水供水足够的耕地去换电力实在不可取。第三，工程的经济可能性根本不成立，它比在山区大中型电站每千瓦的投资要贵2-3倍。报告中的经济核算方法呢是错误的啊，18年内呢就修长江三峡大坝，18年内啊只有付出没有产出，也无以解决当前缺电的问题。第四呢，水库对于长江中上游防洪虽然有些帮助，但效果不大，现在已经证明了。三峡大坝每年，尤其这几年，每年到了6、7、8月长江中整个流域汛区的时候，需要它防洪了，先说可以防10000年的大洪水，后来变成1000年，后来变成100年，后来现在变成什么啊，不知道。今年可能是今年有49年建国以来的最大的大水啊，防洪能力现在指标已经高出了这个2米。变成未知数了。
好的，那么我来请教王博士啊，这个中国官方和官媒我们看到在不同场合称赞三峡大坝，说它呢从这个防洪抗旱到水力发电完全都能达到设计要求和规划的这个效果。那么我来请教王博士，您怎么评价这个工程？当然呢您是持非议的。那么刚才黄女士呢讲了她父亲黄万里的这个预见，那么您认为现在这个为什么这个三峡大坝黄万里先生极力反对，您当时也不赞同，那么现在的形势和黄万里先生当年的预测有什么不同？
主要是那个我们讲主要是一种发展理念的一种更改，而中国呢是没有跟上这个发展理念的更改。自从美国的在20世纪40年代以后，它推广的是一种利用大型的这个水电设施来推动一个区域的这个经济发展，像田纳西流域的这个发展规划是当时的世界上的一个发展模式。后来到了20世纪60年代，由于埃及这个阿斯旺大坝的建造所带来的问题，这个世界上的这些科学家就开始反思，是不是我们走错了路？从那个时候开始，那么大坝的建设就被认为是一种被边缘化的、被放弃的一种模式，因为它的最后的代价要大于它的收益。用德国人的话来说，这是一种交换，一种什么交换呢？是一种浮士德的交换。浮士德是德国歌德的一本小说里的主人翁，他是出卖了灵魂去换钱的。他是这么交换，就是说你最后的利润是大于你的收益的。那么我们就举一个例子，就讲到上海，讲到最远的地方。黄万里先生说， 长江每年在长江入淮城那里造田，就造沙滩嘛，海滩、草滩，是十万亩，就是说相当于上海的海滩，它每年要向东推进四十五米。由于现在的泥沙被拦截在三峡大坝，以及三峡大坝上面建设的很多的大坝里面，现在的上海的这个入海口它缺少泥沙，那么它就形成一个海岸倒退的问题，就是说上海的海沟它没有形成，使得它这个海岸线呢往回缩往西缩，对于寸土寸金的上海来说，那是一个很大的损失。如果我们再往说一下，上海如果40年前我们中国人造了三峡大坝，我们今天没有上海，上海是81%。谢谢。
好的，那么考虑到上个世纪80-90年代的政治生态和这个经济环境，以及中国人呢对可持续性发展的这个认知水平，有人就断言说三峡大坝是中共的一个形象工程，也是当时的国务院总理李鹏的一个面子工程。黄女士，您怎么看这个问题？
我啊，从来不认为它是一个什么形象工程，在我父亲黄万里的眼里，它就干脆是一个祸国殃民的工程。这个我完全是利益集团，一个贪污腐败，的过程。为什么这么说？当初78年，我记得78年，文革刚结束，79年，底，不是，80年，79年11届三中全会之后，我父亲，是才被摘掉右派的帽子，到2月28号才是清华倒数第二个被改正的右派分子。那个时候呢，他第一次20多年被晋升以后，第一次在人民日报发表了一篇文章，叫做南水北调势不可行，东线，他指的东线南水北调势不可行啊。当时科学院地质地理所来了很多科学家到我们家来访问我父亲，说的我父亲说的很短的文章说的非常好，但是呢你得罪了一大堆利益集团。为什么？当这个听说要弄一个南水北调东线的时候，水利部和好多地方连沿路啊那个官呐、大大小小的官都已经安排起来了，就是一个大项目一下来就有钱，有钱各路就安排官来做这个大项目，然后每个官呢就可以在这里头贪污。所以他这个就是一个利益集团，贪污腐败、祸国殃民的，就如同后。
好的，我们今天时事大家谈呢就到这里，我们感谢两位嘉宾参加我们的节目，嘉宾呢发表的这个观点都是代表他们个人立场，不代表美国之音。感谢各位收看，我是许波，我们下次节目再会。
由于新冠疫情，美国之音的时事大家谈节目暂停现场直播节目，但是我们的录播访谈节目每天继续以全新形式在网络和社交媒体推出。如果希望留言，中国大陆观众请拨00852-3001-7560，台湾的观众请您拨打00852-3001-7560。